This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. According to the Department of Justice, more than 650,000 people get out of prison every year. They have to figure out how to fit back into society. They have to find a place to live. And they have to find a job. And often education is the key to that last step. Education they have gotten while still incarcerated. And as Marketplace's Elizabeth Troval reports, access to higher education is expanding in prisons nationwide.
It was a chaotic day at work for Amber Galvan. I sit down with her at a North Houston coffee shop to hear about her new job.
It was insane busy. Today, I mean, I did probably like 100 emails.
Galvan got out of prison last May and says she feels good about her gig tracking airplane parts.
When I was looking for a job, I was like, I know how to interview. I know how to do this stuff, but it takes practice and, you know, a lot of rejection for somebody like me who has a background.
She's grateful her new boss kept her on staff when she broke it to him.
You didn't bring this up in the interview with me. You didn't run a background check with me, but I want you to know that I'm on parole.
It's a tight spot to be in as Galvan restarts her life after a year and a half in prison for a domestic violence charge. While in prison, her marriage ended, she couldn't see her kids, and she lost most of her personal belongings. Her mom has helped her out.
She says my bill's like close to $10,000.
To pay for rent, a car, her phone, insurance. Galvan is managing her own bills now and feels confident in her career path. In prison, she got a GED and took classes at Lee College in business management and logistics. The public community college educates roughly 1,200 incarcerated students a semester. At their admin building in Huntsville, Texas, I catch up with Brandon Warren, who leads the college's reentry program and also attended Lee College while in prison.
I graduated with 128 hours, did a air conditioning certification, a construction carpentry certification, a horticulture certification, and then my actual degree was in humanities.
Warren decided he wanted to support people like him going to college, which also helps them stay out of prison.
My grandmother used to send me stuff, and this was when the internet was just starting. Like, this is 2000, 2001. My grandmother was learning how to do the internet, would print me off stuff, and other people didn't have a grandma like mine.
So now he does that for incarcerated current and former students.
So if they wanted to know, what is A&M's bachelor's degree in agriculture look like? How much does it cost? I'll go to A&M, I'll print out their degree plan, the cost, and send it in. If they want to know what halfway houses are in San Antonio, I'll go find that.
He leads a growing reentry team at Lee College's Huntsville Center, a rare program that has served incarcerated students for six decades. In 1994, Congress banned prisoners from receiving federal student aid through the Pell Grant. Hundreds of programs shut down as a result. But Lee College's survived.
The Texas legislature decided to put aside money that would then fund, on a loan basis, people's education. So that was pretty unique for Texas, especially when we have the tough on crime, harsh conservative, lock them up, throw away the key.
With state funding, grants, and private sector funds, Lee College continued for two decades. Then, when Congress restored federal student aid for people in prison in 2015, Lee College was able to teach about twice as many students. Ruth Delaney is with the nonprofit Beer Institute of Justice.
As we look at the people that we have in prison, the talent that we have locked up, and the opportunities that could await them when they come home, there's lots of reasons to get on board.
Federal aid for incarcerated students is expanding. Many new colleges and universities are applying to create their own programs, following in Lee College's footsteps. In Houston, I'm Elizabeth Troval for Marketplace.